Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode number 98 of the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Getting up there.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Only two away from 100.
Sweet.
Yeah. So what's going on, Jason?
I like my Trailblazer.
Do you like it?
Yeah, a lot.
How many miles you got on that thing now?
306.
Wow. It's only been 2 weeks now?
One.
1 week.
Maybe two. I don't know. I dig it, man.
Yeah.
I wish I could do it, you know, years ago, but, you know.
Let me tell you, it looks really good on the road.
Yeah? Well, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Looks real good.
Wish it was a Camaro.
So, yeah. A couple more years for that.
Not even.
Well.
We'll see what happens. But, yeah. What are we talking about today? I'm asking you now.
You're asking me?
Yeah.
We got a list of stuff we're going to go through.
That I have in front of me.
In front of you.
So I got to go through
it. I got it in front of me, too.
Okay, so, then you go through it.
Oh, you want me to say it?
I don't care. I talk too much.
Okay, we're gonna talk about the summit again.
That's right.
Because everybody needs to come to that.
If you don't, you're lame.
We got a new video to talk about.
Yeah.
That's posted in our video section.
Big tearjerker.
Yeah. We're going to continue with our contest.
And if you don't know about our
contest. The month of July.
You better get in. That's right.
Yeah, because you definitely want to win this one.
Yep.
And some miscellaneous stuff.
Yeah, the usual smattering of stuff at the end.
So let's talk about the summit.
Let's do that.
Let's get people here. You got to be here for this.
A lot of people have expressed interest in this.
Yeah.
And if you're scratching your head going, okay, Chris and Jason, what are you talking about? Well, fill us in, Chris.
Well, you know, there's going to be this 40th anniversary event that's going on at the GM Tech Center in Warren. And what we're going to do is, during that, on the Friday night, we're going to hold a summit.
That's right.
A meet and greet for our members.
Real casual.
Yep. Get together, BS.
Drink a beer.
Meet us.
Or 12.
Win some door prizes.
Got some cool door prizes coming up.
Might even have a person or two to say something.
If at the very least, we're going to have some local speed shop owners and employees that are going to swing by and socialize and hobnob. And maybe even some, I don't know, we'll see what we can get. But, you know, we got connections and we'll start putting some feelers out.
Yeah, it's going to be right at the hotel, the Holiday Inn, right across the street from the GM Tech Center. And it's probably going to go from, what, like 6 o'clock till the wee hours of the morning?
6 p.m. until everybody passes out.
Yeah.
And then there may be an after party at my place, but only if you get the golden ticket.
So check out, we have a forum on our message board that's dedicated directly for this, right towards the top.
You know what I noticed?
What's that?
It's very quiet in there.
Well, everything's sticky to the top, and everybody's replying in the sticky.
So. I know. And we kind of cover all the bases. I wanted to make it as quick as possible for everybody to get the info.
I think I'm going to start a thread that says, who's going to be there?
It's already been done.
Has it?
In the lounge.
Well, how about we move that to the to the summit section?
Well, then nobody will see it and nobody will reply.
Well, we can.
Let's start another one. Screw them.
We can.
It's our board.
We can copy it. Make a redirect.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
But then it won't get bumped to the top.
TTT.
Semantics. Did we talk about dates when this is going to be?
Yeah, it's the Friday of the event. What is that? August.
August 10th.
10th.
The actual show itself runs from the 9th through the 11th, so it's Friday night. You know, I saw one person driving in from Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I don't know if it's for the whole show or just for our gig. I'd be quite flattered if it was just for our thing.
I think I also saw someone from like South Carolina.
Yeah.
Florida.
People were talking about from Texas too. I don't expect it to be huge because, you know, the summertime everybody's got something going on, but
it is the week before Woodward Dream Cruise as well.
And I know a couple people that already have plans to come up the Dream Cruise but can't make it up the week ahead.
Exactly.
That's cool. But you know what? We're going to have a good time and it's going to be so casual. It's going to be like a party in a hotel meeting room. We're going to try and see if we can set up a TV with run some Camaro videos and junk like that.
Yeah.
Give out some good stuff and shake a lot of hands and, you know, I mean there's people that have been on the board for years that we've never met.
I know.
And they're going to be there.
Do you think you'll have some diecast cars to bring there?
Oh, I think I might. Might even have one of those Fable Green machines to give away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we'll talk about the diecast cars a little bit later on.
Yeah.
There is news.
Okay.
So anyway, you guys got to be there. And if you got any questions about it, give us a buzz. We'll be happy to answer them because we want to meet everybody. We really want to, you know.
Get together.
That's the, yeah. And have some fun.
Yeah.
Have some fun. Get to know each other off the crazy board that we run. What's next, Chris?
Oh, boy. I got such a long list here. you just put up a new video in our video section at videos.camaroz28.com.
I wasn't really exactly supposed to.
You weren't?
Well, it was one of those things where I wasn't even supposed to have it, but since I did put it up, and I know I'm not going to get yelled at for it, but it was one of those things that was like kind of done as an internal project and never meant to see the light of day, but it's not a big deal that it has because it's been 5 years since it was made.
Okay.
Somebody that we know real well in the Camaro community that kind of makes things happen and has made a lot of people very happy with their cars wrote a little video express, and I think it was coming from the heart, when the St. Therese plant stopped production in 2002. And well, I happened to stumble across this video. I don't know.
Oh, what do you know?
I was cleaning up my drawers and my desk and said, oh, hey, I think I'll just put this up there. So I put it up there. It's just called The Last Days of the St. Therese Assembly Plant, and it's very tear-jerking, I guess. You just got to watch it, and you got to realize that this is, people say this is more than a car. You know, Camaro people, they don't write songs about, what's that one billboard? They don't write songs about Volvos.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, they've written songs about Camaros, too, and it means a lot to a lot of people. When you see the pictures of the last cars going down the assembly line and all the people gathering around it,
yeah.
You know, the 4.6 millionth car made at that plant over the years, and you know, all the people behind it and the carriers getting stopped moving, yeah. And the last car roaring to life. And
what really got me in the picture that I think is really sad is the one picture of the plant with one lone Firebird.
One Firebird,
runner.
The runner car, yep. Same here. When you see, you know, that's the last one. It's like,
that's it. Done.
And I think the caption was, it awaits its fate. I think it had to be crushed. It couldn't have been sold.
Right.
So what are they going to do with it?
And I remember seeing pictures afterwards of them leveling that plant.
Yep. I think I have some somewhere in my hard drive.
Yeah,
but,
so.
You know, well, the
it's
first
pretty
time
weird.
I saw,
pretty weird.
The first time I saw that video, it wasn't announced that the next Camaro was coming. So it was very hard to watch as an enthusiast saying, hey, that's the end right there. That's when it all stopped. But now it's just kind of bittersweet.
Right.
You know, because you know that it was the end of a great era that got us, you know, you and I together, made our site and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good to know that it's going to happen again. And
yep.
And boy, if things keep happening the way we hear they're going to happen, like I keep saying, this car, if you think it's going to do well, you're already underestimating it. It's going to do phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's going to blow the shit out of everything else out there. Mark my words. It's going to be a bad mo. All right, now I'm getting all emotional here.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about the contest.
Okay, let's.
Go ahead. I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, you know, we're doing this contest in July.
I do?
Yeah.
We are.
Well, you have the nitrous kit sitting in your basement.
Well, not anymore. I kind of decided to use it on the trail.
Yeah. So we got this Nitrous Express kit that we're going to give away this month. And all you have to do is call our podcast line and give us something to talk about.
Whatever.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, give us a comment, not just a hello.
Camaro, 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 like that one guy.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to take them all, we're going to assign them a number, and we're going to generate a random number and pick the winner.
That's
at the end
it.
Of the month.
So you pick up the phone, you call the number, you say, hey, you know, guys, I saw this on the Transformers movie, because we got a lot of those, or I saw this Camaro on the road, what is it, or got this problem with my car, what should I do, or you guys rock.
We get a lot of those, too.
Yeah, which we're happy to say, or just about anything that we give us something a little bit to talk about. And, hey, that's an entry, and we might draw your number, give you a free nitrous kit.
No kidding. And we've got some consolation prizes as
oh,
well.
Yeah, we got a few extra goodies to give away. It's actually the new fly-by-wire nitrous kit.
Okay.
You can pretty much install it on anything EFI. It's
beautiful.
Really simple. It's new. Go to nitrousexpress.com, you guys, and check it out. Make the phone call. It could be yours.
Yeah, and we've gotten inundated with voicemails this month. Because of this contest.
Yeah, we can't play them all.
There's no way we can go through them all. Otherwise, we'll be boring you to death with nothing but voicemails.
But rest assured that if you call in and you leave a message that we can read and that's worth, listen to, and it's worth listening to, then you're going to be assigned a number. And when we draw that random number, well, it could be you. Before we get to the voicemails, how about we tell you how to give us a call? Here it comes.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right. All you got to do is call that number and leave a voicemail message like the ones you're going to play right now.
Exactly.
Pick some random ones.
Okay.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Ed2552 from the board. I saw Transformers the other night, and Bumblebee is freaking awesome. Transformers is the best movie ever. You guys rock, too. Peace.
What a nerd. Ed, didn't you win something from us before, buddy?
Yeah, he won an iPod from
us. That's right, in one of our previous contests. No, just kidding about the nerd remark. You're right, that movie was kick butt, and Bumblebee was awesome in it. Kind of stole the show.
Yeah.
Good voicemail. Hey, guess what? One entry.
Exactly.
Hit another one.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
You got to say more than hello to get an entry for the contest. That entry is denied.
Well, maybe he didn't hear the beep. He'll call back. If that was you, call back. Leave us a good one. Next.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Bad Boy 1705. My name's Jeremiah, and I picked up a Camaro about 2 years ago. It's a 96 Z28, and I honestly just got the car because I thought it looked really cool, and I had I had no knowledge about performance or anything like that. And I looked at a couple forums and all the other ones they were talking about, all exhaust and whatever. But this is the first forum that I've actually become a member of. I don't really do the forum thing, but I've done a lot of work on my car, and I've got it runs 1290 now, motor work and all that other stuff. But I would have had no clue about how to do anything or even fix the car without you guys. This site is a freaking bomb, and I love it.
Wow.
That's what we like to hear.
That's what we're all about.
And that is an entry.
Dang right. We said flattery could help, but
yeah,
it doesn't help the random number generator.
Exactly.
That was very cool. That's what we like to hear. I mean, we're like I always say, we're just car guys like anybody else. We like to be able to help out people. Chris, you got any more?
I think that's going to do it. I mean, we've got a ton of them.
Yeah, yeah.
A ton of them. You know, save some more for next week. And plus, you know, they're still coming in daily.
That's right.
For this contest. We don't want to bore you all with tons of voicemails here.
That's right. We got about a week, about 2 weeks left in this. So,
besides, I think people want to hear about something else, and I think it's called a diecast car.
Oh yeah, well either that or they're just sick and tired of hearing about it. The diecast car will be shipping early next week.
Yes,
they came in. I've got a whole lot of sorting to do because I was the dumbass that said, "Hey, I'm going to sell them in order sequentially."
Okay.
They came in large boxes, many large boxes.
Like 24, right?
1,500 cars, not numbered sequentially.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I had to spend many, many hours sorting them.
Oh.
I'm already sick of the damn thing. But they look awesome.
Yeah.
It turned out great.
We also spent a while signing all those certificates of authenticity
that the first 150 will get,
and we still got to sign cars.
And we still got to sign cars because it was the first 150 had the option. People don't know this. I've never mentioned it till now, but there's a few bonus items inside the box.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Brent Franker at fbodyvinyl.com decided to send us a bunch of Camaro Z28.com stickers to include free.
Oh, awesome.
My buddy Eric at Victory Racing swung by, dropped off some Victory Racing stickers, but only 250, so the first 250 will get those.
Cool.
And
stickers are good.
Yeah, stickers, especially Camaro Z28.com stickers. They turned out great. Brent at fbodyvinyl did awesome.
Awesome.
With them. Definitely cool.
Thanks, Brent.
And the first 150, they do get a certificate of authenticity and hand-numbered and signed by Chris and I. And there might be an extra bonus thing from Mr. Settlemyer himself if the mail shows up soon enough.
Ooh.
Yeah. You'll see. If you don't know what I'm talking about, though, go to CamaroZ28.com/diecast or just go to CZ28store.com.
Can people still order these things?
Absolutely. But they better get them fast because there's only about 10% left.
Ooh.
Yep.
Get your orders in.
Out of 1,500, they pre-sold out
once
fast.
These are gone, they are gone. Unless you
this,
probably look
this
on
version.
Yeah, unless you look on eBay, and they're probably going to be selling for three times as much as we sold them for.
Praying to God, because another version's coming towards you. Oops, sorry.
Oh.
So anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here, man. I want to go drive my Trailblazer in the rain.
Okay, and go sign some cars.
All right.
So we can ship them.
I'm not looking.
Put boxes together.
I'm not looking forward to this weekend.
Oh, okay.
It'll all be good fun. Everybody's going to love their cars.
Yep.
So that's it.
We'll see you next week. Later. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.